In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So I have a question for each one of you today. Why are you here? Why are you here? And for this exercise, I'm not asking in that grand existential sense like, why are you alive? Or why were you put on this earth? That's not how I mean it today. I'm asking in a very specific and a very local kind of way. Why are you here in church today? Why did you come to church this morning? Or if you're tuning in, why are you tuning in now? So while you think about that question, why are you here today? Let's go over the gospel reading that we just heard. And really, this is the prescribed reading from this past Thursday, but we are blessed to have it as our alternate reading for this morning. So the setting, the context of our gospel passage is this. John the Baptist is in prison. Now, just like Jesus, John the Baptist had disciples. He had his own followers who would visit John in prison and still listen to John's teachings. Now, some of John's followers went to Jesus on behalf of John, asking if Jesus was the coming Messiah, if he was the one they were waiting for. So Jesus performs many miracles and many signs and many healings. And then he sends the followers of John back to John with the instructions, tell John what you just saw. Tell him the healings and the preaching that you just witnessed. And so then here comes our focus today. Jesus then turns to the rest of the crowd with a question. Now this is the crowd that had all been out to the desert to hear John the Baptist back when John was preaching, before he was arrested, back when he was preaching, back when John was baptizing. So Jesus turns to this crowd that had seen John in the wilderness, and he asks them a question very similar to the question I asked you. When I asked you, why are you here? Jesus asks a similar question to this crowd. Jesus asks them, when John was preaching in the wilderness, why did you go out there? Why did you go out there? What did you go out there for? Why did you get out of your beds, leave your homes, walk all that distance into the desert? What did you go out to see? So then Jesus plays with them a little. He asks, was it to see the desert grasses? Was it to look at the reeds blowing in the wind? No, that's not why you went out there. Was it to see a well-dressed nobleman showing off all the latest fashions? Obviously not. So then, Jesus asks, why did you go out into the desert? And Jesus answers for them because he knows the answer. He answers the question saying, you went out because you wanted to see and to hear a prophet. That's why you went out, to see and to hear a prophet. Someone speaking the word of God with authority. And to find a new path to your life in the way of repentance. That's why you went out, Jesus says. But when you got there, yes, you found your prophet, but you got way more than you bargained for, because this John the Baptist was no ordinary prophet. He was the messenger of God. He was the one preparing the way for the Messiah. He was the one who announced the coming of the Son of God, the one who directed you to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the one who prepared you to encounter God incarnate. In other words, you went out to the desert looking for a prophet and found the way to the Son of God himself. That's what Jesus is saying to the crowds in this gospel passage. So then back to my question for you, why are you here? Why did you come to church today? Was it to see Matt's soybeans out in the field as you pulled in? No, that's not why you came, I don't think. Why did you then get out of your beds and leave your homes and come to church? Was it for family? Was it to see friends? Was it to see icons and for the music? To hear Father's sermon? Did you come because it's simply the right thing to do? Maybe you're new to the area and settling into a new church home? Maybe if you're young enough, you had no choice in the matter. Maybe you were just obeying your parents. Maybe if you are a parent, you're setting a good example. Maybe to show our gratitude toward God, or to find a haven from the brokenness of the world. All these are good things. All these are wonderful things. And all of these are good reasons to come to church. And don't let anyone take these reasons away from you. They are good. But once you arrive, you're going to get more than you bargained for. Because just like the crowds Jesus spoke to who went out to the desert to see a prophet, they were actually led to the Son of God. Whatever reason you came to church this morning, you will be led to something far greater than what you had in mind. By entering liturgy, you are entering the kingdom of heaven itself. The words of the gospel, the words of the liturgy are the unified word of God entering our hearts and our minds and entering our very lives. I mean, the music is not just pretty, but it's the song of heaven itself, united to what the angels are singing eternally. The actions of the liturgy draw us further onward and upward into the presence of God himself, and the liturgy culminates in God providing his very self to us in his body and blood through Holy Communion. We come for the icons and the music and the family, and in turn we receive God. God gives himself to you so that you participate today in a bit of the kingdom of heaven, so that you participate today in a taste of the divine nature. And we realize in this moment that we humans are designed not only for this world, but we have been designed to contain God within ourselves, to contain God by participating in the divine nature. That's what we receive here. Through the icons, through the music, through the words, through other people gathered with us, through our obedience to our parents, through setting a good example, through prayer, and through this wonderful and boundless sacrament, we encounter God. We receive God. We partake of the divine nature and we become a little more of who and what we were created to be. It's a question you should ask yourself before every liturgy. Why am I going? It's a question we should ask ourselves when we arrive. Why am I here? To see the countryside? To see icons? To hear music? To see our church family? Yes, yes, and yes. But hopefully we're not stopping there, because it's so much more than that. So much more. Because when you enter liturgy, you enter the kingdom of heaven and you become a partaker of God himself. And that, brothers and sisters, is why we're here. Amen.